Welcome to this Thursday evening meeting podcast from Kingdom Faith Yorkshire. This evening's message is by Paul Abel.
Psalm 103. That sounded really church-like. This is from the New Living Translation. Praise the Lord, I tell myself. With my whole heart, I will praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, I tell myself, and never forget the good things he does for me. He forgives my sins and heals all my diseases. He ransoms me from death and surrounds me with love and tender mercies. He fills my life with good things. My youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord gives righteousness and justice to all who are treated unfairly. That's pretty good, isn't that? Do we believe it? Well, we're going to thank God tonight. I mean, I quite like this translation. If you're reading the NIV, I think it says, "Praise the Lord, O my soul." I quite like that, "Praise the Lord, I tell myself." It sounds like I need that reminder now and then to praise the Lord. Because we all go through, I imagine as this is a Psalm of David, it's yet another occasion when things aren't going brilliantly. I might be wrong, I don't know. I haven't looked it up, the historical background of this one. But he had quite a few rough times, often caused by himself, but that's probably true of us as well. Praise the Lord, I tell myself. With my whole heart, I will praise his name. Tonight, as we come into the Lord's presence, it's with our whole heart. I tell myself, I will praise his holy name. Let's not wait to sort of warm up or check out whether the worship team is on form or not tonight. You know, give them 10 minutes to get going, and if they're really in there, we might join in. Yeah. We'll find them, weigh them up a bit. They're not doing badly tonight. Yeah, Alex has hit a few bad notes, but the rest of them are doing all right. I don't know. Are you leading tonight, Alex? May, if you are, may all your notes be good ones. Or even if you're not, may all your notes be good ones. Praise the Lord, I tell myself, and never forget the good things he does for me. What's he done that's good for you? What do you think? What's he done? Have a think. It's kind of a rhetorical question. I'm not particularly expecting you to shout it out, but it's so easy to say these things and then, oh yeah, that's good. But then we pass on. Never forget the good things he does for me. What good things has he done for you today? Are you alive? Are you well? Have you eaten? Have you breathed? Did you wake up in a warm home? Did you wake up with a roof over your head? Have you had food today? Have you had drink today? Never forget all the good things. It's so easy just to become like everyone else. But I like what he goes on to say. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. As you know, we know part of the focus of these evenings are particularly to pray that everything that's happening here is growing in a way that we're offering people a real choice to know what it really means to follow Jesus and make a decision based on good information rather than what they think God is like. Most people, the God that most atheists don't believe in, I wouldn't believe in either. That did make sense. All right, the God that they don't believe in, I wouldn't believe in him either, because they don't really know what he's like. Because if you know what he's like, do you remember when you first got saved, how it seemed like the whole world was going to be saved within a week because you were just going to tell them, because everything was now so obvious. But, you know, you had revelation, you'd been exposed to the message, and the people that you're thinking of, they'll be saved within a week, they haven't yet. And sometimes there's it's like their ears are blocked up. It's like their eyes cannot see the truth, that it takes time, it takes anointing for the real truth to get through. More than anything, it just means they've got to hear it properly. They've got to see it properly, and that's through us. And so we're praying in those things, but we want them to know he forgives all their sins. Not just the ones that other people know about. He forgives all your secret sins. All the things that you think that nobody else knows about, he knows the lot. But he'll forgive you, and he has forgiven you, and he's paid the price that you can be forgiven. And that's why we can't judge anybody else, because everybody knows in this room. Yeah, we are saints, but we know that we're quite blemished about that. In our own strength. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. James Maloney, I don't know where David came from then. James Maloney was speaking over this congregation, over this year, over this area, that we would be the people of the dove company, with the dove being the Holy Spirit, the people of the Holy Spirit, where the power of the Holy Spirit, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the love of the Holy Spirit was causing the kingdom of God to be manifest where we are. Here, but also in our lives, where we work, where we play, where we go. It's time to see the kingdom of God manifest. It's why that verse from Luke is our theme for this 15. Yet be sure of this, the kingdom of God is at hand. Be sure of this. Are you sure? Are you sure that the kingdom of God is, as Jesus put it himself, at hand? Right in front of our face. It's there. It's ready. Not just as a theological concept, but as the power, as the rule, as the reign, as the sheer majesty of Jesus Christ flooding into people's lives. And therefore forgives all sins and heals all diseases. Forgives all sins and heals all diseases. Looking to the Lord to get our minds on track. As we go through lives and all those polluting and thoughts come in about we're not acceptable or we're not good enough or that person doesn't like me or that person doesn't like me or I don't know if I'm going to manage this or I don't know if I can do this anymore or I don't know if I can get through work anymore. Let's stick all that in the rubbish bin where it belongs and remember he redeems us from all of that. Our mind is constantly going to lie to us. The enemy is going to constantly lie to us. He's constantly trying to bring us down. But this psalm clearly says that he manifests his kingdom in such a way that he heals all our diseases and forgives all our sins. Everything that's gone wrong, everything we didn't do, everything we should have done, it's forgiven. It's wiped clean. Every minute you go to Jesus, why do we try and carry it around? Oh, I failed. I didn't believe enough. I let go of it. Well, you've acknowledged it. Good. Let's move on. Come on. We're the new people of God. You're redeemed. You're forgiven. Let's go. And the same message, because that's the message we need to share with people that are coming into this place. You're forgiven. Everything that weighs you down, that carries you because you feel guilty, you're forgiven. Every time we feel condemned, it's the devil. Every time we get conviction from the Holy Spirit, it says, you're forgiven. Come on, let's run in the glory of God. But I did this. I know, says the Holy Spirit. You're forgiven. Let's go running. Oh, I've got all my sin and stuff weighing me down. No, you haven't. Look, I cut it all off. Let's go running. I bought you a new pair of trainers. We can run like you never run before. As it says in here, your youth is going to be renewed like the eagles. Physically and spiritually. Every day there's a renewal. The reason we rise up and our youth is renewed like the eagles is that we shouldn't actually lose that passion that thinks everybody can be converted in a week because we're constantly being renewed in as we were when we were born again. There can constantly be an excitement that gathers in us because, that's what the word says. Oh, yeah, but I had a bad day. So, the bad day's wrong. The Bible's right. I'm going to focus on Jesus and put that all into perspective. We have a choice all the time. We can focus on the bad day. Everyone in this room has had our share of bad stuff and horrible stuff and stuff that's just going wrong. Things when people didn't seem to get healed or when relatives died and we were praying for them to be healed. And we can either look to that and get sucked down into that pit with it or we can say, but there is something better. And that's what I'm aiming at. That's what I'm going for. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm worshiping Jesus. He has set me free from all of that. And I am determined to live in that and rejoice in that and walk in that. He heals all my diseases and forgives all my sins. God's not going to hold anything against me. Even though I did that again, I'm going to say, Lord, forgive me. Oh, he did. He doesn't run out. I've been forgiving you for that for years. I think I've had enough. It's never going to happen. You're always going to be forgiven. It's the problem with grace. He will always forgive you. You can terribly, terribly abuse it. But he will forgive you because he wants you to live in it. in the grace, not have to keep coming back to it and claw your way. Oh, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. He wants you to just live in that position of grace so that the kingdom of God is being manifest through us to others. So that when you've been in another, well, if you dare, if you've been in another coffee shop, that's just what came to mind. You know, if you went to Costa's, and you've asked for forgiveness, so we won't deal with that. But no, if you've been in another coffee shop and you leave, the next person that comes and sits at that table where you were, do they experience the presence of God? Because you're part of the company of the Holy Spirit. It's the presence with you. It's the presence on you. Is it dripping off you? You might not always sense it, but others are going to come into that presence. That's what's happening this year. You won't even notice it a lot of the time. You'd just be there having a cup of coffee, chatting with friends. But the anointing and the grace of God will be on you, that the next person that sits in that space, there'll be something, maybe something, a revelation will just click. Yeah? Do you believe this? I believe this. I think this is the time. This is the year. This is what we've been looking forward to when we see these kind of blocked minds, these blind eyes and these deaf ears. And then suddenly people begin to see. He ransoms me from death. He's paid the price. We don't need to live in death. Every day the world tries to put it upon us. Every day even our minds try to put it upon us. We think like we thought before we got saved. We get into the pattern of the way we work with a bunch of people that don't yet know the Lord. And because they don't know the Lord, spiritually speaking, what they say is speaking death over us. Well, that cold sounds bad. You need to look out for that. That's going to get worse, that is. What is that? It's death. It's being spoken over you. And I'm not saying that you get up and say, back off, Satan. Yeah, that's probably, you know, going a bit far, and it might get you the sack. But inwardly, you could be thinking, I don't accept that. I don't accept that. I'm a child of God. This isn't going to get worse. This is going to get better. Amen. I'm not saying that you will never experience any sickness ever again, but I might as well live with the expectation of health. That every day I'm going to be healthy. I don't expect to get sicker. I don't expect... That's hilarious. I have a dry throat. I'll stand up here, and I've done it many times, being sick, proclaiming healing, and see people get healed. Because I am not allowing circumstances and the world and the devil and everything else to push me down. All it's going to do when that, just see a picture almost of it, you know, that pressure coming in. What you need to see it happening is you sort of go, pop! And instead of it pressing you down, it's like you get shoved straight back up into the presence of God. Until the devil gets so sick of pressurizing you, because every time he goes to pressurize you, instead of you going down, you get pushed up the mountain into God's presence. I mean, he'll be most cheesed off of you. He tries his best tricks and you come out saying, praise you, Jesus. That was amazing, Lord. That was going to happen and now I'm through it. I've made the walk. I've gone through the tunnel. Whatever it is. He ransoms me from death and surrounds me with love and tender mercies. Why am I saying this at the beginning? One, because we've been doing it like this and I like it. But also because if we take hold of the word at this point, then when we come and praise God in a minute, we're not just doing a routine. Oh, yes, we need to praise God. That's good. It's something within us that rises up and says, I'm praising God because his kingdom is manifesting me. You can be sure of this. The kingdom of God is at hand. I tell you how hand it is. It's in you. Jesus, when he spoke that word, he was talking to people who aren't even yet born again. And he was saying, it's at hand. The rule and the reign of King Jesus is here. Where? In you, manifesting you, exploding out of you, spraying over everybody around you. Every time we worship the Lord, we're releasing the power, the majesty, the healing, the love, the joy, the kingdom over Scarborough, over Yorkshire, over this nation. There's all kinds of stuff going on in the news. There's the Ukraine. There's ISIS. There's Obama saying stuff. There's Russian jets flying down the English Channel. The only thing we can do is look to Jesus and thank him for what he's doing and know that we're living in a time when people are going to turn to God and the enemy is so frightened, he's rattling his cage all over this planet. And we just have a purpose here and beyond for the people we send out. But our purpose is to show the love of God, that he heals all your diseases. He forgives all your sins. He surrounds you with love and good mercies, tender mercies, grace, that is. He fills my life with good things. God doesn't want anyone to live in poverty. He doesn't want anybody to live with just enough. Look at that scripture. He fills my life with good things. I'm not talking about you having a garage with 6 Ferraris and 3 Lamborghinis in it. Just one of each. No. But I'm talking about you rich in the things of God, which does include material blessing if we are mature enough to not let that be a distraction. You can have a brand new Ferrari the day you know you could give it away the next minute if God said to you. If somebody walked in with a set of keys now and said, Richard, here is the are the keys to a brand new Ferrari. And then in the next minute, God said to Richard, give that to Paul. Give that to Mike. He likes red cars. He likes red fast cars. He's still mourning the Golf, really. But, you know, when you know that you could do that, when will God give you... When does God allow you to be more and more wealthy? When he knows he's not going to control you and you're just going to be generous. That's why I'm not a millionaire. I'm not generous enough. It's the truth. I'm learning to be more and more generous every day. I have a very generous wife. She's taught me a lot. Sometimes screaming and kicking, I've been generous with her. That's lovely, darling. And outwardly you're thinking, that's really right, that's totally right, that's what we must do. And then there's the internal conflict going on. We can't afford that. What are you doing? But that's generosity, giving beyond... Oh, anyway. He fills my life with good things. That's my story. I hope it's your story. I've had so many good things from God. And you will too. More and more and more. He never stops. He's given you all these people around you. They're good things. Sometimes some of them annoy you. They're still good things. There's a load of really good people in this place. This is an amazing church full of good things because they are people created by God. They're broken things. They're corrupted things. They're sinful things. But by the blood of Christ, they've become righteous and pure and holy and are determined to see the kingdom of God manifest. They've got a joy that's within them that's not so deep it's hidden in their boots, but it comes out on their face with a smile and they laugh. I want to be the kingdom people that walk into a place and there's laughter erupts in there and people are happier and the atmosphere changes. Why do street angels work? Why has it had this magical, I use that word incorrectly, across the nation? Because the people of God have gone on the streets in the middle of the night and they've taken the kingdom with them and it's transformed it. That's why there's less binge drinking. They've been out there. And that's all it is. It's taking the presence of God, which really genuinely, absolutely, positively is on us despite ourselves. Because we can have some bad attitudes. We can get some things really messed up. Still, the presence of God is on it. He surrounds me or fills my life with good things. And my youth is renewed like the eagle. That's why there's no retirement in the kingdom. There's no retirement in the kingdom. We are to serve God until the day we go to meet him in person. There may be retirement from an occupation, but that only gives us time to serve God all the more. And then be fulfilled all the more. If you want a long and fruitful and blessed life, serve God. Look for what he's calling you to do and go and do it, because there will be excitement. There will be challenge. There will be struggle too. But without struggle, there's no life. If there's no struggle, if there's no pushing, if there's no, are we ever going to be able to do this? There's no feeling of success and accomplishment and achievement. How awesome, isn't it, when you achieve something? There's a woman sitting on the front row I greatly admire. I'm not talking about Kate at this moment. I'm talking about Shona. She does boot camp, which is like mad healthy stuff very early in the morning, running and carrying tires and other stuff. But when she does it, and you know, when she's going through it, it's a struggle. It's painful. But at the end of it, there's a sense of achievement. And her body changes. It's the same in the spirit. There are things when you lose weight and you get fitter, dear. What do you think I mean? What happens when we exercise in the body? Our body gets fitter, we can run further, we can walk further, we feel more awake, we can do more. It's what happens in the spirit when we press through in the spirit, when we try it, we've got spiritual muscles and we work them, and sometimes they get a bit painful and sometimes there's a struggle, but we come through being able to see even more of God flow through us. Sometimes it just clears out all the gunk in the channel that gets in the way so that God can flow. So when we worship God any minute now, this is what we're thanking God for. But not just for me and my family and my friends and my church, but for all those who are on the edge of coming in. For all those who it's time to see born again this year. I love praying for the harvest, and I love praying for the sowing, but it's time to reap. Let's sow some more, but let's reap. And let's reap again. And let's reap. The word that was spoken over Kate and I as we were coming up here is we would reap where others had sown. Yoo-hoo! That's a good one. You know, there's been a lot of sowing that's been going on in this area. For years and years and years, there's been sowing happening in Yorkshire and in Scarborough. Wesley planted chapels, Methodist chapels, all over this place. And most of them don't have many, many people in anymore. But there was a sowing that I want to reap from what he planted even all those years ago, don't you? I just want to get in there and reap. God wants us to reap. Because it's about offering people a chance to follow Jesus Christ. Our Lord and Savior, he's going to heal people. He's going to forgive people. Their lives, the bottom line is, people's lives are better when they know Jesus. And we'd be very mean to keep them from him. Keep him from them. The other way around kind of works. So, shall we stand? Let's have a worship team leap to the front. I don't know what version of the Bible you've got, but if you've got one just there, let's just read verses 1 to 5, and then we'll let Alex take off. Verses 1 to 5, as I say, I'm reading from the New Living. Yours won't be the same, but we'll kind of all read it together, all the different translations, it doesn't matter. But not as a religious recitation, but as a declaration of this is the word of God. This is his kingdom come. His will be done in my life, in the world, and in the place I live. Your kingdom come, your will be done here on earth, in me, in my church, in my town, in my country, as it is in heaven. Yeah? Okay. 1, 2, 3, go. Praise the Lord, I tell myself. With my whole heart, I will praise his holy name. Hey, 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 hey. Come on, let's get a bit of excitement going here. This is the kingdom being manifest in the midst of us. Imagine as if we, as we prayed this, suddenly people who were feeling a bit rough as they walked in are completely healed. Why not? This is the kingdom. Those in our church congregation who are sick, as we speak the word of God, they're transformed. Why not? Kyle, Ron's, Hicks, grandson has not been well. He's had a serious operation today. He's coming through it. But how about as we pray this, we see the healing mercy of God touching that tiny, tiny little boy, and he's getting healed. Why not? Hallelujah. That's lovely. Are you ready now? For a bit of oomph, a bit of passion. How about if this stuff was true? Oh, it is. Here we go then. Praise the Lord, I tell myself. With my whole heart, I will praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, I tell myself, and never forget the good things he does for me. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. He ransoms me from death and surrounds me with love and tender mercies. He fills my life with good things, and my youth is renewed like the eagles. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com/Yorkshire.